This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Fatal fentanyl overdoses have increased 16% compared to last year. That's according to preliminary data from Denver's Public Health Department. Federal drug authorities say fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid, can cause faster and harder to stop overdoses than other opioids. Denver's Public Health Department offers free fentanyl testing strips and naloxone, a drug that can reverse an opioid overdose. The Aurora City Council will meet today to potentially suspend its long-standing agreement with the City and County of Denver over the use of law enforcement. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Aurora and Denver are at odds over costs incurred during the George Floyd protests in 2020. Aurora police officers were deployed at the request of the Denver Police Department. Denver officials settled with injured protesters on behalf of its own officers, but not Aurora's officers. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman thought that was part of the agreement.
We deployed our officers under the direction of the Denver Police Department. Our understanding was that they would indemnify us, and that's not the case right now.
Both entities are seeking legal action on the matter. If the courts rule in Denver's favor, Aurora will end the agreement permanently. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A Democrat running against Lauren Boebert has raised nearly three times as much money as the Republican incumbent. The 3rd Congressional District, which includes parts of the Western Slope and Southern Colorado, is not a swing district, but Boebert beat Adam Frisch by only about 500 votes in 2022. Now a rematch is shaping up with both candidates raising millions. Sunny and hot today, you've probably noticed, peaking over 100 degrees for parts of the Western Slope and Southern Colorado, 80s in the mountains. The BBC World News is coming up next. This is CPR News and KRCC.